Send your wildlife recordings, questions and observations on WhatsApp to 087 708 7031.
And let's move on. We've got about 6 minutes left or thereabouts. So I want to talk to you about UnPost's new stamps. We're going to talk now to Angus Laverty, who's Public Affairs Manager with UnPost. He joins us now. Hello, Angus. How are you?
Hello, Derek.
So tell us about your latest stamps, please.
Well, we've just released two new stamps. They're part of what's known as the Europa series, and that's where postal administrations across Europe agree to bring out stamps on a current theme. And this year's theme is endangered national wildlife. And the two champions we've put forward are the white prominent moth and the freshwater pearl mussel. The mussel, of course, is found in our rivers, is an endangered species, is under severe pressure due to poor water quality and falling fish stocks. And the prominent moth is one of our real heroes, was thought to be extinct across Ireland and the UK and was discovered just in 2008 in a small woodland area in Kerry, the only place it exists in Ireland and the UK.
I have to say, I think these are really good ideas to choose these two species because they're not necessarily the most famous, but they are really important. And I think that they're very attractive in their own way. Of course, the freshwater pearl mussel, the longest lived wild animal that we have in Ireland. So from that point of view, I think it's a really nice one to choose. The moth as well, a really attractive moth, white with these lovely sort of orangey yellow markings.
Isn't it?
It's gorgeous, a fluffy moth. So people are thinking it's just any old moth, one of those camouflage looking ones. Oh, this is a real stunner. So I'm hoping people will enjoy seeing these on their letters and on their post.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the moth in Kerry, the white moth was discovered in Kerry in 2008. It hadn't been seen for 70 years. And it was found that the larvae feed on birch trees, on mature birch trees. And it turned up in a moth trap. They went out looking for it and there it was. And the pearl water mussel, there's actually grants for farmers now who can encourage the pearl water mussels in the waters on their land. So both of these species are particularly important. So it's great to see stamps for them.
It really is. I know UnPost has a great tradition of having lots of nature-themed stamps. I particularly remember the series of the birds that were there for many years, but lovely illustrations by Killian Mullarney, one of the greatest bird artists in the world, for my money. So I think it's a really nice way to share information about natural history and to showcase the special things we have here in Ireland.
That's great to hear. And you remember that Siobhan Doherty, who's the artist responsible for these two stamps, was also responsible for the bee stamps that we produced in 2018, which were very, very popular with people.
Can I ask you a question, Angus? When you bring out a series of stamps like this, do you sell more or less, or does it affect sales at all? I mean, you've got a kind of niche market when it comes to natural history. So do people think, oh, well, you know what? I haven't sent a letter for a while. I'm going to because they've UnPost brought out these lovely new stamps.
Absolutely. The themes are very, very important. You have specialist collectors who collect on a given theme, like a nature theme or the Europa stamp theme or Irish stamps. And then you have people who decide, for whatever reason, to stick a particular stamp on a particular letter to send to a friend abroad or at home as a funny message or as a serious message. And the beautiful thing here is that these, very soon now, the mussel will be plopping into letterboxes and hallways from Sydney to San Francisco. And the moth will be fluttering into letterboxes all over Ireland.
And who decides on the stamps? Was it you or somebody else? Is there a team, a committee that sit around? And how long does it take anyway?
Well, you know, stamps are a big deal. Every stamp theme and stamp design is signed off by Cabinet. It's a state product. In this case, the theme is set by the European Postal Administrations. It's, as I say, the Europa stamp.
Yeah.
It goes through a process. It takes almost 2 years for a stamp to go from the original idea to the final production. And there's a series of levels in that. I mean, when Siobhan took on the commission to produce this stamp, she consulted a small army of experts and enthusiasts all over Ireland, biodiversity officers in the local authorities, experts from the National History Museum, and enthusiasts like Dave Allen, who is the person who discovered the moth in Kerry back in 2008. And all of those people fed into the gorgeous stamps that you can now purchase in your local post office.
Well, they really are beautiful. And can I just tell our listeners that we have a much sought after collector's item to give away. It's a framed first day cover, FDC they call it, which is a commemorative envelope containing the two endangered species stamps and a postmark for the day in which it was issued. And all you have to do is visit the website. It's a beautiful framed presentation, which UnPost have sent in to us. If you're interested in getting your hands on that, I know a lot of philatelists out there and their friends and families, or if you're just interested in having something nice nice to put on your wall. It is really beautiful. So thank you very much indeed for that, Angus. Angus, thank you and the very best of luck with this stamp issue. That's pretty much all we have time for. It's extraordinary, isn't it? Here we are, Mark, twice. The live programme, first day. It started, now it's over. But we'll be here with you again tomorrow evening with the normal Mooney Goes Wild from 10 p.m. right here on RT Radio 1. You can visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney, and keep in touch with us by email, mooney@rte.ie. My thanks to our producer, Anna Letty. Our broadcast coordinator is Jarlath Holland. On sound, we had Jamie Doyle, and we had Richard Collins. Eventually, we had problems with Richard's mic. We got him sorted, and we had Niall Hatch. And Aina, you're still there in County Clare. Are you still alive and still listening?
I am, of course, still listening. I'm contributing, Derek, as well as listening.
Very good. Well, Aina, do you know what? You can have the rest of the night off.
You're all heart. Mind the flies now.
I will. Bye. And it wasn't the ESO. We told her that already. No, thank you very much indeed. Thanks to Rich. Thanks to all the guys. Keep in touch with us. Visit the website, rte.ie/. Until next week. Bye-bye.
Take a look at our website, rte.ie/Mooney.